Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And we are back, and it is Tuesday here on the show, and you kind of know what that means. We got Raw to talk about, obviously. It is the go-home Raw for the pay-per-view coming up this weekend, Elimination Chamber, February 28th, Saturday night. Got a bunch of matches scheduled for that show. We'll tell you about that here today. Also this weekend is New Japan New Beginning USA, taking place on Friday, February 27th. A lot of big matches on that show, including Yota Tsuji and Andrade and Ricochet and Taiji Ishimori. And we'll be joined by a longtime friend of the show returning today, Rocky Romero, will be here in the final segment of the show to talk about that. So we got to get into Raw. Got to talk about Raw early today. There was a lot of stuff to talk about, but obviously the main thing was the retirement ceremony of AJ Styles, in which he was also put into the WWE Hall of Fame. We also have to talk about the injury, the cursed vision. We've got another injury. Bronson Reed tore his biceps and is going to be out of action for quite a while. So we'll tell you about that. All the best to him and all of the rest of the news. Lance Storm is going to join us here today. If you want to give us a call, you can't, but you can text. 425-780-7566 is the text message line. 425-780-7566. FRWOnline@gmail.com. FRW Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. My cameos are back up and running again. Turned them off during the cruise, but now they're back. And at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with Lance and more. Observer Live.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
Trust is earned. That's why I've stuck with Straight Talk. Same price since 2009 on Verizon's 5G network. Because, shoot, anyone can make a promise. Keeping it for years, that means something.
Now plans starting at $25 a month with 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Same price claim applies only to the base monthly price of our $45 plan from October 2009 to present.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. Are you happy I'm back? You don't have to work all the time? Lance, where are you? Hello? You got to reconnect, buddy. Oh my God, hold on. Tell him to reconnect. Thought he was just ignoring me. All right, well, hopefully we can get him hooked up here. I literally was talking to him during the break. And then we came back and... Am I still connected to Byline? It's like I never left. There we go.
Hey, I'm back.
I don't know what happened there. I was just asking how much missed me. I said, Lance, did you miss me when I was gone? And there was dead silence.
Well, that pretty much sums it up.
Oh, God. Anyway, I heard you and Filthy did a fine job.
I don't know. Well, Filthy did a fantastic job. I did very little.
So nothing new.
He Yeah. No, he did great. He had guests. He managed when I had a surprise doctor's appointment. He covered my Tuesday. He was great.
Wow. Well, I can say that we got a guest today, Rocky Romero. I'm sure is hopefully the caliber of guests. I know Royce was on the show last week. He's an old friend, and he is going to have to redeem himself, hopefully over WrestleMania weekend for that pizza eating contest. He's going to have to shut down the Brazilian steakhouse. Hopefully he'll be there. But anyway, we got a lot to get into here today, Lance. And you want to start with a rant about commercials, or should we wait?
It's up to you.
Go for it.
Go with you. Yeah, I struggled. If it not for needing to watch it for this show, I would stop watching Raw and potentially never watch it again as long as it's on Netflix. After the bundle of unskippable commercials, they bundled 7 commercials, unskippable, multiple times, and they always put them in the middle of matches.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they can put them anywhere. They don't have to hit certain times or anything else. But I'm watching this show that has a lot of talking, video packages, hype, which is fine. They're building to Elimination Chamber. They got to do their stuff. But they could place these ads between segments. It's like you can't skip them, so we have to watch them anyway. We're watching this show, but you wait all this time to get a match you want to see. As soon as you start getting into it, boom, here's a 7-block of commercials. It's like I purchased Netflix because I didn't like commercials. And on all of the other streaming shows and platforms I watch, I don't have to watch commercials. And if I do, it's just a single commercial before the show starts, so it doesn't interrupt my viewing. I was furious, and I took several breaks and got up and took a walk, and I finished Raw this morning, thankfully, because I did enjoy the AJ bit at the end, but ruining the little bit of wrestling that's on this show with this block of 7 commercials is infuriating.
You know, they have a... It's weird. I mean, normally... When the show is in the U.S., okay, when the show is in the United States, I watch on delay. I usually start at about 8 o'clock Pacific, and I watch the show, and it's just, it goes straight through. No commercials, you know. As soon as it goes to break, it just goes to whatever's next. They just cut the commercials out. There's no commercials. Great, okay. For some reason, whenever the show is outside of the U.S., they don't allow you to skip commercials. And so I always hate when they're outside of the U.S. because I have to find a different way to try to get through these commercials. So last night, I don't know.
In Atlanta,
Georgia, I start watching the show, and all of a sudden there's a commercial. I went, what? What happened here? And as noted, there's 7 commercials. And it was like 3-4 minutes. I'm like, oh my God. No. And like, there have been times where when that happens, I can like shut the app off, open it up again, and start over.
Too.
And then like when the commercial comes, if I get it quick enough, I can go through. Didn't allow it this time. I shut the app down, opened it up. It was right back at the commercial. I was like, you are trying to force me to watch these commercials, aren't you? And I was like, here's the thing, guys. Okay. I know people are going to bring up, you got ads on your, not once ever. Have we advertised that if you sign up, you won't get ads? We have never advertised that ever, ever, ever. We advertise what you're going to get in the members area, which is a podcast, the newsletters. We've never advertised that you don't get ads if you become a member, okay? Perhaps someday we'll be able to make that work. Right now, the ads are the ads, okay? Now, Netflix specifically advertises ad-free. That's what they advertise. I paid more for ad-free. I could not skip the ads. So the only way to get through the ads is I have to go on the computer. And if I watch on my laptop, I can skip the ads. But I can't on my iPad. It is infuriating. Because then I have to watch on the television, and I have to move the screen with a report over to the iPad so that I can then tie. It's all screwed up. And I don't know why it was like that last night. I hope it is not like that every week because, guys, I got a life, man. I cannot sit through these commercials. I don't have time. I get done with Raw late enough. I can't add another hour. I cannot go an hour later on Monday nights because I have to sit through these commercials. I can't and I won't.
But the placement is also infuriating. Like, I listen to Observer Live on the TuneIn radio app to listen to Sports Byline if I'm not on the show. And when I log in and pull up Sports Byline, I get 2 or 3 17-second ads and then the show starts. But the show's not interrupted. And when you listen to it on broadcast radio, yes, we have commercials on Observer Live. But we stop talking and we pick up the conversation when we come back.
There's not like we're going to talk and Dom's going to hit a commercial here. Right, Dom? Watch
right.
him do it.
But
I
when
was waiting for him to
you're speak. Finally getting a match after I don't know how many minutes you are into this show to finally get a wrestling match, and then you have to sit there and watch commercials for 4 minutes, and I don't watch them. I get out my phone and do something else, and I lose interest in the match. I'm taken out of the show. I don't care anymore. It's ruining the show.
Yeah, I hate the ads in the middle of the matches. There's a million places you can put the ads, but in the middle of the match is the worst time. They have this theory that, like, if they put the ad in the middle of a match, you're not going to walk away because you don't want to miss any of the match. That never happens. Like, people are going to, they're going to go on their phone, they're going to leave the room, they're going to do whatever. I mean, you're not keeping people watching by putting an ad in the middle of a wrestling match. It just doesn't happen.
This was a conversation when I first started being a producer in 2019. Vince was adamant that we needed compelling break spots when we took a commercial break during matches.
Oh, God, that was the worst.
And they were like, you know, you need to come up with compelling break spots and we'll get them approved. And I remember telling Johnny, I'm like, if people care about our show, if the storylines are engaging and the talent is over, they're watching the show. You don't need a dive to go to break or they will tune out. If they give a darn about Sami Zayn and Sami Zayn's in a match, we're going to watch the match.
You know, it's actually, there was an even worse period when Vince decided he wanted no wrestling during breaks.
Yes. Yes.
At all.
Oh, and so I heard stories, man.
Every single match had to be, okay, here's an injury. We will stop the match during the commercial break and then come back. Or, hey, this, I mean, like, these poor producers had to come up with some stupid idea for every single match because Vince decided no wrestling during commercial breaks, which, of course, begs the question, why'd you put the commercial somewhere else then?
He actually did that in the old Saturday Night Main Event, but since you only saw six of those a year and only one or two matches had a commercial in them, you didn't notice. But they would have, you know, George Steele come down and kidnap Elizabeth. And they'd be like, well, we'll be back after this break. And then Randy would bring Elizabeth back and the match would start again.
Yes.
They always had an excuse, but you can't do it when there's 15 matches a week.
No. Well, now that we ranted and raved for 10 minutes, we're going to talk about the show after the break. So stick around, everybody. Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I kind of see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I like when we talk about something for 10 straight minutes and then during the break, someone has completely missed the point. I love you, Sticker Reds 202, but he says, oh, now we have to watch commercials? Why won't Twitch let me skip? Didn't we talk about this for 10 straight minutes? Bro, Twitch has never advertised no commercials during the show. We have never advertised no commercials during the show. Nor did the commercials happen in the middle of a discussion where you miss half of the discussion. It's a radio show. There's commercials. There's always been commercials. This is very different than Monday Night Raw putting commercials in the middle of wrestling matches on a tier which is advertised as no commercials. Hello? Anybody? Anybody home? What do you think of Raw?
Again, apart from the issues, I enjoyed the AJ Styles thing. I liked the video a lot. It was great that they had both TNA and New Japan footage. The wrestling was lacking. The injury to Bronson Reed obviously took a chunk out of it as well. But on the whole, it was a show that promoted Elimination Chamber.
Well, Bronson Reed tore his biceps, apparently breaking up a pin.
Making a save.
Yeah, I mean, he made that save and looked at his arm, and then he tried to do something else, and then it was like all done. And they got him out of there, and he was scheduled to win and go to Elimination Chamber.
Oh, I was right.
Yep, and so as a result, Jey Uso is now going to Elimination Chamber, even though he wasn't supposed to. He wasn't even on the show, and he's in Elimination Chamber. And Bronson Reed joins...
I hope he didn't book a vacation.
God, Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. If you are in the vision, I don't know, man.
Stay safe out there.
It's not even about staying safe, dude.
Like, yeah, it's not like he did anything dangerous.
He did nothing dangerous whatsoever. And tore his biceps. So we're down to Theory and Logan Paul. That's it. Brock isn't even part of the vision. And I feel so bad for... First off, Bronson came back after that. He dove off the cage and destroyed his foot. He comes back. He gets put in a main event role. And then, you know, he's in a main event group, but he's not the main event guy. The main event guy is Seth. Then Seth gets hurt. They do the whole deal. Now the main event guy is Braun. Bronson's still a secondary character. Well, then Braun gets hurt. And now Bronson was actually going to be the top guy in the vision. And he immediately gets hurt. So, I think we're down to Logan Paul.
Theory and Logan are going to fight over the other guy having to be the head of the group. I don't want to be the head. I don't want to be the head.
Yes.
You take it.
So, that's that story. And then, of course, AJ Styles had his retirement deal, which was very interesting because he didn't know about the Undertaker deal. They only filled him in on the fact that he was going to get to go out there and do a speech. And it's very interesting because when I first turned on the show, the length of the show was 2 hours and 35 minutes. And I thought, that's longer than usual. It's kind of weird. It's usually about 225, 227, somewhere around there. So the show was longer. And you know, they sent AJ out there, and, you know, he did his speech and thanked everybody and put his gloves in the ring and basically retired from active in-ring competition. He's made it clear, like, if his kid ends up wrestling, you know, he's not going to rule out potentially doing a match with him down the road. But he's, as a WWE full-timer, he's done. And so he retires and, you know, starts posing in the corners, and everybody comes out on the ramp, and they throw that graphic up on the bottom of the screen. Paul Levesque and the other guy. And I looked down and I thought, there's still a lot of time left here. What's going on? And they hit the Undertaker's dong, and the lights go out, and they come back on, and you can see that AJ's like, what's going on here? And Undertaker comes down to the ring, and AJ's got this look on his face, and I swear to God, like, Dave goes, I knew immediately. I, at first, didn't know what was going on, because I thought, okay, well, maybe they're going to, like, bring out some really special guests at the very end of the show. You know, Undertaker's going to come out first, and then maybe, I don't know, some other Dixie card or something. So Undertaker's coming down to the ring, and AJ's kind of got this look on his face. And I had the look on my face because I'm thinking, I wonder if AJ's thinking, why is my thunder being stolen by this old guy on a motorcycle? Like, what's going on here? Because he had this weird look on his face. Like, he wasn't necessarily thrilled that there was something he wasn't being told about. So Undertaker gets in the ring, and he starts cutting this promo on this guy. And he says, so what, you're going to leave your stuff here and leave? Me and you, we got unfinished business. And now AJ's kind of looking at him like, what is happening? And Undertaker goes, me and you, we have unfinished business. You ever heard the phrase, if you see me coming, you're already gone? Well, I changed the phrase a little bit, because if you see me coming, that means you're going. And, like, if I were AJ, I'd be thinking, I don't want to take a choke slam, dude. What are we doing here? And that's what I was thinking. I was like, is this guy going to have to take a bump? He's retired. And Undertaker then says, AJ, it is my esteemed honor. And that's when I knew. You're the newest inductee to the 2026 Hall of Fame. And AJ, I mean, now he's got a big smile on his face, and he gives Undertaker a hug, and you can hear him go, oh, man, you got me good. And his family jumps the rail, and the fans are chanting, you deserve it, and they all get in the ring, and they hug. And it was a great segment to end the show. Now,
the big question, who closes the Hall of Fame?
It's got to be AJ. Come on.
I thought she was promoted as the main event.
I know, but they didn't know this was going to happen. And I will say this, okay? How many times do I have to preface something by saying, I'm not reporting this, okay? It's like a reporting sandwich. I'm going to say to the beginning, and I'm going to say to the end, and I'm going to have my speculation in the middle, okay? I'm not reporting this, but they're rushing this Hall of Fame, man. I mean, they already announced Stephanie was the main eventer, right? And then John Cena retired, and it was made clear John Cena is not going into the Hall of Fame this year. And, you know, the story with AJ is that they wanted AJ to sign another deal, and AJ opted not to sign that deal and instead retire at the Royal Rumble. And AJ has said, and he did an interview today, which was kind of weird. He goes, I don't see WrestleMania as big a deal as it used to be. And I think it's because it's two nights now. It's not quite as special. And he pretty much said, I don't see it as being that big, you know, crowning moment during the year that it used to be. He goes, Royal Rumble was very special to me because I debuted at the Royal Rumble and I retired at the Royal Rumble. 10 years in WWE and I was done. So that's why he said he chose the Royal Rumble. And he has also stated that, like, I could have signed a new deal, but I would be signing a new deal to wrestle for, like, 2 months and then retire. So he opted to not sign the new deal and do his retirement match at the Royal Rumble. So I'll actually do a triple-decker. I'm not reporting this, everybody. I'm not reporting this. But I do find it very interesting that they are getting this guy into the Hall of Fame as fast as they can. Because I do think that there is a possibility that that this guy's out of here in a few months. And I'm not saying he's going to go to AEW. I'm not saying he's going to go to New Japan. But I'm also not saying that, I think that's impossible. I think he is a man of his word, and he is retiring from WWE. He will not wrestle in WWE again. But I mean, dude, the guy came out, he was enormous. He was gigantic. He's still training hard. So we shall see the future of AJ Styles. But I find the timing of this Hall of Fame thing very interesting.
Well, I think, too, there's a chance that with slumping or cooling ticket sales for WrestleMania weekend, maybe they're hoping to get some people to come to Vegas for the Hall of Fame. And if you're going to be in Vegas, maybe you'll take advantage of some of these discounted tickets and come to WrestleMania.
I'm sure that's a part of it as well. I'm sure that is a part of it.
I find it hard to believe they're not going to offer him a very lucrative Legends deal to just be part of the family and don't go elsewhere.
Yes. So I'm not reporting anything, everybody. But that is my speculation. Thank you very much. Rest of the show was fine. We had the qualifying match where Bronson was injured, so Jey Uso was going to the chamber. And then we had another qualifying match where Raquel won, and she is going to the chamber. So we have a full chamber lineup. And we also had the decision by Liv Morgan. She will be facing Stephanie for the title at WrestleMania. So we now have two WrestleMania matches. Two, everybody. Two.
Well, even Punk Roman in storyline is pending.
That's true. We only have one confirmed match for WrestleMania. And, you know, there was a time where WrestleMania would sell out far in advance with no lineup. That's not happening this year. So, also, the Elimination Chamber lineup. We have got CM Punk, Finn Balor, Becky Lynch, AJ Lee, Randy Orton, LA Knight, Cody Rhodes, Javon, Trick, and Jey Uso in the Chamber. And Tiffany, Rhea, Alexa, Asuka, Kiana, and Raquel also in the Chamber. And we will be back in a moment with more, everybody. Rocky Romero joins us after the break. Observer Live.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, He'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us. And yes, Rocky Romero's return to the show. Rocky, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing today?
Hey, have you met Lance? You guys know each other?
Yes.
Yeah, I've talked to Lance a few times. I'm a big fan of Lance, to be honest.
Rocky did a few TNA shots when I was, I still work there, but he did a few shots with TNA, so I've met Rocky.
All right. Yeah, Rocky, I think, has worked everywhere on the planet Earth. Is that right, Rocky?
Pretty much. I've never worked for the WWE, though.
Oh, God, that's right. Virtually everywhere. And what you know what's amazing virtually about Rocky is not only has he worked everywhere, he's currently working everywhere simultaneously still. Is that right?
That is true. That is true. Yeah, I just re-signed with New Japan.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So you're working for New Japan and AEW.
Correct.
What about like CMLL?
I'm still working at CMLL. I took a little break. You know, just going back and forth was killing me a little bit. So I took a little break, but I should be back in the next couple months.
Now, I want to ask about, obviously we're going to talk about New Japan mostly here today, because New Japan, New Beginning USA is coming up this coming Friday. And let's actually start with that, Rocky. Tell us about the show, how people can attend, and where they can watch it as well.
Yeah, we're this Friday night, Trenton, New Jersey, Cure Arena. It's New Beginning USA, as you mentioned. Got a huge, huge card. Main event will be IWGP Global Championship Yota Tsuji versus Andrade El Idolo. So, crazy dream match right there. Just to top off the show, we've got IWGP Women's Championship Athena versus Shuri. David Finlay will be there. We've got Takeshita versus El Fantasma for the NJPW World TV Championship. We've got the American debut of the Knockout Bros going against Gates of Agony for the IWGP Tag Team Championships. Oleg Bolton versus Tomohiro Ishii for the Strong Championship. The card is stacked. So if we're in Trenton, it's our first time there. Tickets are going really well. If you want to join us, you can pick up tickets at Ticketmaster, and it should be a real special night.
Rocky, is Ghetto the one that puts these cards together, or what role do you have?
Ghetto and our staff and matchmaking staff over in New Japan primarily do the heavy lifting, and then I'll come in with some suggestions and stuff depending on the market. And we've got a couple of Jersey talents that'll be on the show, Fred Rosser. We've got Alec Price and Jordan Oliver, so kind of representing locally as well, but also all talents that are standouts.
Who you want to take credit for the Knockout Brothers versus GOA, or that Ishii versus Oleg Bolton match?
I can take credit for this. Okay. I could.
I'm actually looking at the card, and the card looks awesome. Like Ricochet and Taiji Shimori should be awesome.
Yep.
Yoda Tsuji and Andrade. Yeah,
first time ever, too.
That's right, yeah.
Nishimura versus Ricochet, which is crazy. So, yeah, that should be an amazing, amazing match.
I think Andrade has been actually quite incredible of late. I actually was an advocate for him getting the title shot against MJF at Dynamite, but my hopes were dashed when I was gone. Mm. But him and Yoda Tsuji looks, I mean, that should be great. And then Knockout Brothers and GOA just sounds like an incredible match. And Ishii versus Oleg Bolton. Both of them slobber knockers.
Yeah, yeah. American debut of Oleg Bolton as well. So yeah, so a lot of the younger talent making their way over this for this event, you know. So a lot, you know, we have a couple of American debuts for them, and I'm excited for New Japan fans because I know they've been waiting for a long time to see some of the stars in New Japan who haven't been able to make it over before, and so this is a great opportunity to make it there in Trenton. But if you can't, you can always watch an NJPW World.
Also interesting that David Finley on the last New Japan show, basically, I mean, he pretty much did a farewell. And mm-hmm. I remember that he was announced as working on this show. And I thought, that's kind of interesting. Like, I wonder if he's going to be pulled from the show. But New Japan normally doesn't do that. And in fact, he is working this New Japan show against Fred Rosser.
He will be there Friday against Fred. And, you know, I don't know what is going to happen in the next couple of months with Finley, obviously. So, you know, it may be a good opportunity to, you know, watch him live and in person at in Trenton. You know, it could be his last show, it could not be. I'm not really sure. You know, we're still working out some things with Finley. And, you know, I hope that he'll continue on with New Japan, obviously. You know, I think Finley in the last 3 years has been probably the number one, you know, he's been the backbone of the company, you know, really. You know, last Wrestle Kingdom, the Wrestle Kingdom before that, or I should say Wrestle Dynasty, Wrestle Kingdom in 2025, I thought he was like the MVP of the whole weekend. So, you know, I'd hate to see him go anywhere. But, you know, he is, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, working in Japan is not easy sometimes, you know, and when you've got a family, you know, it's really for a young guy, you know, when you work in Japan and you work as much as we do when we're over there. So, but I hope that'll continue on with NJPW.
How different is New Japan from AEW? I guess is my question, in the sense that, you know, AEW's got weekly television and, mm-hmm. you know, you got plans leading into pay-per-views and everyone's kind of pretty much told what to do. Whereas with New Japan, it's much the same way, obviously, but do you have more freedom to do your own thing in New Japan as compared to an American company?
Yeah, I think in New Japan, what makes it different is, you know, you'll get a skeleton, you know, kind of what maybe the plans are, even, you know, a skeleton of the idea, but it's really up to pretty much the talent to kind of execute it and bring it to life, you know. So you know, it's probably as close as like an actor getting a script, right? You know what the words are, but it's up to you to bring it to life. So I feel like it's probably closer to that, so creatively. And so there's a lot of free reign when it comes to the creative aspect of it, and I think that's what kind of makes people want to work there, you know, is that creative aspect and the freedom that you get. You know, there's not a lot of micromanaging going on for the most part, you know. It sometimes helps, but sometimes, you know, creates a little bit of controversy, which also helps. So.
Yes, I ask because I've talked to many people who've worked for New Japan after, like, some great angle or some great moment or something. And they'll always answer like, yeah, we came up with that ourselves, or we just decided mm-hmm. to do it or whatever. And I bring it up because this ties into you, Rocky. You, for a long time, were doing the storyline where you wanted to win the IWGP junior title one more time. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to ask you, like, was that something where you just, like, you came up with that and that was like your goal? And so that became part of your persona? Or did someone say, you know, Rocky, start dropping hints that you want to win the title one more time? I always felt it was more you.
100% me.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that, yeah, I mean, like, definitely you can see it with the Japanese talent do it really well, you know, where they'll come up with something or a feeling that they have, and, you know, they express it. And, you know, sometimes it turns into a storyline that's, you know, that works. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't really turn into anything, but at least you could start to feel what the fans want and maybe get a hook for it, you know? So I think that's kind of like I said, I think to your point, I think that's the creative gold that makes New Japan special, and kind of Japanese wrestling, you know. It's kind of, it's very much Inokiism, you know, built off of, you know, your feelings and words and your emotions, you know, and expressing them. And, you know, sometimes that turns into gold.
Well, I think what really intrigues me about the Trenton event, it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not a weekly episode of Dynamite or Raw. It's a traditional pro wrestling event. It's like, mm-hmm. there's a pro wrestling card and pro wrestlers are going to be there having pro wrestling matches. And it's like, seeing that live to me is the best. You're not there watching a television show. You're there watching a pro wrestling event.
Right. No, 100%. 100%. And I don't think anybody does it better than New Japan when it comes to that. You know, I think that, you know, it's very rare that New Japan doesn't deliver on a big wrestling event like this. And, you know, Wrestle Kingdom was awesome this year. You know, we had some really incredible moments and matches. And hoping to kind of build off of, you know, or everything that was built at Wrestle Kingdom, kind of take that momentum and bring it into the U.S. You know, because later this year, we're coming back for the G1 in Chicago. So that's going to be huge. And, so this is a really important event for us to really hit a home run.
And it's the opening night of the G1, correct?
Opening night, correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Which is usually the night where a lot of big things happen to kind of kick everything
100%.
Off.
Yeah, I'm very excited because obviously when we did it before and we did it in Dallas, you know, it was really tough because it wasn't really the right location, I think, for it. But now that we're going to be doing it in Chicago, I really feel like it's the perfect location. And you know, that fan base is rabid, and you know, it's centrally located, so it's easy to get to from anywhere. And I think we're going to do really, really well attendance-wise and on pay-per-view. But I also think that it's going to be one of those standout moments in New Japan history, especially here in America.
Now, you obviously are doing double duty for AEW. You're behind the scenes. I don't even know what the heck you do. Probably everything. And and also in front of the camera. And, you know, in front of the camera, you know, you're not getting a lot of matches, and many of them are short. I mean, at this point in your career, I mean, do you wish you could work more? I mean, are you looking at some point to do some more matches in CMLL and New Japan more regularly? Or, you know, at some point in everyone's career, they're like, I'm fine showing up and helping. I don't necessarily need to go out there and take a bunch of bumps today.
It's a mixed bag because, you know, I do feel like I've probably only got a couple more years left. I think, you know, I might write up the end of this contract and then we'll see where it goes. But I mean, I'd like to stay on, you know, doing something, whether it's managing or commentating or doing something. But I want to wrestle as much as I can, but, you know, a healthy schedule without kind of overdoing it, you know, just because I am busy, I'm doing so much. So to have the stress of, you know, going out and doing a live promo on Dynamite or a match or, you know, whatever it is, it's a lot of stress because I'm also juggling a lot of stuff backstage as well, you know, producing segments and also coaching matches and stuff. So it tends to be a lot. So, but, you know, when I show up, it's like pedal to the metal, and I kind of love that, you know, the craziness of it as well. You know, I mean, it does drive me, and those 24 hours, I barely sleep. You know, every Wednesday, I barely sleep. And, but I don't know, it's pure adrenaline. And to be honest, I love it. I love it.
Well, we don't have time to really go into the question here, but next time we're on the show, I want to ask you about schedule, because you're one of those people that has seen it all, whether it's like working regularly as, you know, WWE and WCW, and, you know, everyone used to have the regular schedule all year, and then New Japan obviously had tours, and now we're in this weird period where some guys are getting like a match a month. So we'll talk about that on another show. But we'll plug Nuge Band New Beginning USA after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
Over the age of 50, want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm and Rocky Romero joining us here. New Japan, New Beginning USA, February 27th, Trenton, New Jersey. Rocky, tell us how we can see this show.
Yeah, you can watch it on NJPWWorld.com or the app. Or you can get your tickets from Ticketmaster.com.
And is it going to be available on New Japan World?
Yes.
New Japan World
pay-per-view.
New Japan. Oh, that's right. It's a pay-per-view. That's right. So, Yeah, a lot of big matches, everybody. Yota Tsuji and Andrade for the global title. Ricochet, Taiji Ishimori for the national title. Knockout Brothers against GOA for the tag titles. Ishii and Oleg Bolton for the strong openweight title. Shuri and Athena for the IWGP women's title. El Fantasmo and Takeshita for the world TV title. Desperado and Kushida versus Jordan Oliver and Alec Price. And Fred Rosser and David Finley. So a big night of action. And Rocky, best of luck with that. Best of luck with getting some sleep. I mean, you've got, Dynamite? Collision?
Dynamite Collision tomorrow. And then home for... half a day, quarter of a day, and then back out for NJPW in Trenton, and then the ROH tapings on Sunday in Jacksonville.
My God. This is four shows from theoretically three different promotions here. New Japan, AEW, right, and Ring of Honor, although they're all friends. We know this. Well, Rocky, I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today, as always, and best of luck. And, of course, anytime you want to come on and talk stuff, we'll do it. So good luck this week.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody, we got to wrap it up for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more Wrestling Observer Live.